Welcome to Wellness Your Way. I'm your host, Megan Lyons, and I've helped thousands of people find their own way to wellness. Wellness Your Way is an extension of that work, aimed to help you find your unique path to feeling your very best. Each week, we'll go through tactical strategies you can use to improve your health, happiness, and quality of life. So grab a mug of tea or lace up your walking shoes. We're about to dive in. Hello there, friends, and welcome back to episode 142 of Wellness Your Way. I am, as usual, so excited to be here with you today on your walk or while you're washing dishes or while you're commuting or whatever you are doing. I am going to make this time useful and hopefully fun for you as well. We have a lot to talk about today. I will start by reviewing a study all about two plant-based nutrients that have been found to improve long-distance eyesight. So if you are driving and looking at the horizon, or if you find yourself with a little bit fading eyesight as the years go on, then be sure you listen up to this section. And then secondly, I will re-air a segment, the Veggies of the Matter segment, all the way back from episode 19 of Wellness Your Way over 2 years ago, all about probiotics and prebiotics and how they relate to your gut health. So I actually only recommend getting one of those from a supplement for most people. Which one do you think it is? Probiotics or prebiotics? And how do we get the other one? And is it yogurt that's rich in prebiotics? The answer is no. Are you getting enough probiotics from your veggies? The answer is no. These are kind of trick questions, but you'll find out all the real answers in today's podcast. So let's go ahead and dive on into the content. It's time for health news you can use. Today's study focuses on athletes and eyesight. But if you don't consider yourself an athlete, don't tune out just yet. Because first, I believe that if you have a body, you are an athlete. Being an athlete is just about figuring out how to optimize the function of our bodies to do the things that we want to do, whether that's running a marathon or getting up off the floor after playing with your grandkids or whatever it is for you. Second, if you are fortunate enough to have eyesight, you likely want to improve it or at least preserve it. So whether you consider yourself an athlete in the traditional sense of the word or not, listen up. This paper that I'll review was published in Exercise and Sports Science Reviews in July 2023, and it looked at the impact of two nutrients, lutein and zeaxanthin. The researchers studied the impact of these two nutrients on eyesight, specifically on visual range, which is how far in the distance you can see if you're outside, particularly under adverse conditions, which is something that they call blue haze, which impacts athletes. Now, again, these researchers were specifically studying athletes who might be riding their bikes long distances and want to see in the direction in which they're heading, or maybe someone's throwing a touchdown pass way down the field and needs to see down there, something like that. But think about this in your context. Maybe you're driving a long stretch of highway in the rain, an adverse condition, and you want to be able to see well. Or maybe your kids are playing way far off and you want to keep your eye on them. Being able to see far is really important. The study also showed the benefits of these two plant compounds, lutein and zeaxanthin, on chromatic contrast, which is like how clearly we see the differences between colors. And they showed up to 30% benefit in this. Also on the ability to decrease disability or discomfort from glare. So again, pay attention if you're driving or if you experience glare issues when you're driving. And then finally, the ability to speed recovery from from photo stress, which is like, boom, you see a big flash of light and then your eyesight is kind of impacted after that or something like that. The results on all of these were really significant. The people with higher levels of lutein and zeaxanthin performed better in all of these categories. So how in the world do we get lutein and zeaxanthin? I bet you've guessed. The answer is vegetables and fruits. The foods highest in lutein are kale, spinach, arugula, collard greens, romaine, parsley, a lot of these dark leafy greens, but also pumpkin, bell peppers, winter squashes, pistachios, eggs, Brussels sprouts, sweet potatoes, carrots, asparagus, peas, and corn. And the foods highest in zeaxanthin are, again, dark leafy green vegetables, but also goji berries, red, orange, and yellow bell peppers, and corn. And so eating a wide variety of vegetables and fruits is always going to give us the best breadth of nutrients that we need to focus on all kinds of different health conditions and reducing our risk. But if you particularly want to focus on your eye health and your ability to see long distances clearly, especially in adverse conditions, then go ahead and load up on some of these this week. I will put a link to the study in the show notes. It's time for the veggies of the matter. And as we dive into the new year, a lot of us are thinking about all the things we can do for our health. So I will always, if you know me, you'll know I'll always, always, always encourage you to start with the basics, like drinking more water. I just mentioned that. Going for walks, taking mental health breaks, gratitude, meditation, a morning routine, eat more vegetables, eat more whole foods. All of these kind of things are the most important. But if you already feel like you've gotten those mastered, a potential next step might be to consider which supplements could improve your daily health. And if you just Google which supplements should I take for health or something like that, I'm not sure what exactly you would Google, but almost always you're going to stumble across a recommendation for a probiotic. These are one of the most highly recommended supplements for good reason. But once you start looking at probiotics, then you get down a big rabbit hole. Which probiotics are the best? Do you need prebiotics? Should we get them from food? All of this kind of stuff. So in today's Veggies of the Matter, I'm going to talk about why probiotics and prebiotics are important, what the difference is, and how to get them. First of all of this is related to your gut. And gut health is incredibly important, not just for what we think of as gut health. So maybe if you don't have bloating, constipation, diarrhea, something like that, you still could have not ideal gut health. You still could have compromised gut health. And the benefits of improving your gut health are huge. So we call our gut, we use that term, and we're kind of referring to just all the digestive stuff, but I like to separate it into the actual tubing, like the intestine, small intestine, large intestine, stomach, esophagus, all of this kind of stuff, the mechanisms, but also the stuff that lives inside the mechanisms. So yes, now you're probably like, ooh, stuff is living inside my tubing. That's what I'm saying. Stuff is living inside your tubing. In fact, we have 100 trillion bacteria in our bodies right now. 100 trillion. I cannot even fathom, contextualize that number. It's a lot. We have over 1,000 strains of bacteria living in our body at all times. And they're really doing great work. They're helping us metabolize our food so that we absorb the nutrients that we're eating. No one wants to eat all their vegetables and not absorb them. They also help our immune system. 80% of our immune system is in our gut. They help us think more clearly. They improve our memory. They control a lot of our emotions. Lots of our serotonin, which is one of the happy hormones, neurotransmitters, lies in our gut and is produced throughout our gut. They help balance our energy levels. They're doing a ton of great work in there. So all of these bacteria comprise the microbiome, and all this important work they're doing is why gut health is important. So if we have 100 trillion of them, why do they need help? There are a couple of things, or there are many things that shift the balance of these 100 trillion. So a lot of these guys are the good army, what I like to think of as the good bacteria. They're fighting for us. They're doing all those functions that I just mentioned. They're really working to your benefit. But there are also some guys in the bad army. There are some negative bacteria that are not, that are detrimental to our health if they get into large quantities. And we actually don't want none of the bad bacteria. We want some competition in there to make things exciting and keep the good guys on their toes. But we certainly don't want the bad guys to get out of hand. We don't want the balance to shift in favor of these bad guys. So what happens is sometimes the good guys, they get killed off by stress is the number one. Stress really changes the balance of your gut microbiome. I cannot stress this enough, that stress depletes the good guys, the good bacteria in your microbiome. When we use antibiotics, they kill off a lot of the good and bad bacteria, but then the balance can shift. Things like pollution, toxins from cleaning products and beauty products and all this stuff, there are tons of things that can shift the balance. So when we take probiotics, a probiotic pill is actually a little pill full of living strains of bacteria. They're obviously all the good guys, the good bacteria, so they help you keep the balance, the appropriate balance in your gut. So when we do have stress or antibiotics or whatever, taking these probiotics can help get the balance back into check and help us absorb our nutrients, have more energy, strengthen our immune system, have better memory, have better emotions, all of these kind of stuff. So the probiotic pill is actually living bacteria that you're taking to shift the balance of the good guys and the bad guys in your gut. That's a probiotic. So what is a prebiotic? A prebiotic is the food for the probiotic. So a prebiotic is actually a specialized type of fiber, a plant fiber, that humans can't digest. But this is really good food for the good guys. All of these great bacteria, the good army that we've been talking about, the prebiotic is the food for those bacteria. So in a way, the prebiotics are feeding the probiotics, meaning if you take probiotics and you have the food also of the prebiotics, they're going to eat. The good bacteria are going to eat and get stronger and do their job better. When we have enough prebiotics, the probiotics can work much more efficiently. So should we get the, they're both good, should we get them from food or from supplements? And the answer is always it depends. Everything about health, the answer is it depends. But in general, I recommend taking a probiotic supplement and getting prebiotics from food. And here is why. We can get probiotics from food. Even though I'm recommending a supplement, there are probiotic-rich foods like kefir, kombucha, yogurt, sauerkraut, kimchi. All of these are great sources of probiotics. They're fermented foods. There are living bacteria in there. But you've got to be very consistent and eat a lot of this. I'll link to a blog post that I wrote about this topic, which cites a study that says 1 cup of kimchi. Kimchi, if you've ever had it, kimchi has a very distinct taste. Usually we use a little bit, a few tablespoons as a garnish to another food. Very few people just sit there and eat a cup of kimchi straight, but that's the amount that you would need to get adequate daily intake of probiotics for most people. So if you're going to eat a cup of kimchi every single day, then by all means, do it. Don't need to take a supplement. You're good. With something like yogurt, it's not a cup. You'd need to eat multiple cups of yogurt per day. Sauerkraut, more like kimchi. So it really just depends on the food, but you've got to be eating this stuff consistently and in large quantities. I love sauerkraut. I do, but I probably only eat it a few days per month. That's not going to cut it for my gut health. So I take a probiotic supplement, and I will talk about how I choose a probiotic supplement, and then I'll link in the show notes to a few I recommend. But for prebiotics, they're generally easier to find in a normal diet. Prebiotics are in some amount in every single vegetable, and they're available in super high concentration in a few vegetables, which I'll mention in a second. But because I am always eating vegetables, I'm a big proponent of high vegetable intake, I find that most people who are eating a healthy diet are covered with prebiotics. There's no need for additional prebiotic supplementation. Plus, when we eat prebiotics from food, we have less risk of digestive distress. Because it is a fiber, if we take in the prebiotic supplement without adequate water, a lot of people will get bloating, gassiness, cramping, so much more. That doesn't happen when we consume the prebiotics from vegetables because they're packaged with the water content to avoid this issue. So in general, probiotic supplement, prebiotics from vegetables. When you're getting a probiotic supplement, a couple things to look for. I think about 5 billion CFU, colony-forming units, is the unit of measure for probiotics. For most people, is a good place to start, 5 billion CFU. If you have very sensitive digestion, start smaller with 1 CFU or so. And if you have severe gut healing that needs to happen, I'll often recommend to clients 10 billion, even up to 100 billion, depending on the person. In addition to the CFU, it's also important to get a variety of strains. Like I mentioned, we have 1,000 strains. So we want, when we look at the ingredients, we want to see a lot. We want to see Lactobacillus acidophilus and Bifidobacterium bifidum, a lot of these like funky words, they're always in italics. We want to see several strains on there. And then finally, just like with all supplements, it's important to buy vetted brands. So anything I recommend, I will have vetted the brand. If you don't get something from my recommendations, then just make sure it's a good brand. So I will post a link in the show notes to an online dispensary I use called Fullscript. You can access my recommendation at a discount there for the Vital 10 probiotic. This comes down to about 20 cents per day with my discount. Or if you prefer Amazon, I'll post a link to a Garden of Life probiotic, which is also great. That comes down to about 30 cents per day. Lastly is prebiotic-rich foods. So I mentioned almost all vegetables have them. If you're getting about 25, 30 grams or more of fiber per day from whole foods, you likely are covered. But if you really want to hit the prebiotic-rich foods hard, everyone recommends Jerusalem artichoke. To be honest, I've never had that. I don't even know what it is, to be honest. But that's just like the prebiotic food that is like the top recommendation by everyone. So I'll throw it in there. I like to think of prebiotic-rich foods as garlic and onions and leeks and jicama. You'll see I almost always have jicama when I have my veggie packs. That's why it's a great prebiotic food. Asparagus, those underripe greener bananas, apple skins, dandelion greens, radishes, all of these are great in prebiotics. So I hope that helps you clarify the difference between prebiotics and probiotics. I hope you will get yourself a probiotic supplement and enjoy some of those prebiotic-rich foods. If you're a loyal listener to Wellness Your Way, you know I am super picky about only sharing information that is well-researched and practical, and that I think can change your life. And I hope you love learning the snippets of health information that I share here each week, because I sure love sharing it with you. But I also know that there's a little challenge. You're a loyal listener to Wellness Your Way, but that's just 35 minutes of your week. That's 0.3% of your week. And if you don't have a strategy guiding the rest of the week, then all of the effort you put into learning this stuff and all of the best intentions in the world can easily fly out the window because you have a million other priorities. I get it. It's for people just like you that I developed my Revitalize Health Accelerator. It's for people who already know a lot about health and nutrition, and they're implementing a lot of it. It's for people who feel pretty good in their bodies, but they know they could feel better. It's for people who feel like they kind of know what to do, at least some of it, but then life gets in the way and they don't end up doing all of it. I've been there too, and what I needed was a strategy. What I needed was a way to actually implement what I knew and to do it in a sustainable way that actually fits into real life and doesn't feel like a diet, because it's not. The Revitalize Health Accelerator delivers all of that. And as you may have heard, I've recently made it even more accessible to the masses because I want you in the program. If you've been on the fence, consider this your sign. If you want to keep learning and growing and feeling amazing, this is your sign. I'm waiting here with open arms, ready to help you stop feeling good, because greatness is in your future. Join us at the link in the show notes or go to www.thelionsshare.org/revitalize. I cannot wait to welcome you into Revitalize. Thanks for listening to another episode of Wellness Your Way with Megan Lyons. I always love connecting with listeners, so be sure to follow me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss brand new episodes each week. If you love Wellness Your Way, please leave us a rating and review. I appreciate it so much. Stay well, and I'll be back next week. The Wellness Your Way podcast is provided for information only and should not be misconstrued as medical advice. Please consult with your physician or otherwise qualified practitioner on any matters regarding your health and well-being, or on any opinions expressed within this podcast or the Lion Share website.